This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Britain is prepared to walk away from a Brexit deal with the European Union and insists a no-deal exit would be, in his words, a good outcome for the UK. Ahead of a crucial round of talks with the EU, Johnson said on Sunday that Britain could walk away from the talks. He said an agreement would only be possible if EU negotiators are prepared to, in his words, rethink their current positions. The EU has accused Britain of failing to take the negotiations seriously. Negotiators are meeting in London on Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the bloc on January 31st. The two sides are seeking a new deal on trade, security and other issues. The French foreign minister told French radio today that talks aren't going well and that with only 2 months left, it is urgent. And in his words, the countdown has started. He continued saying the French prefer a deal, but one that includes a broad package and that includes fisheries issues. The United Kingdom left the EU on January 30th, but now is a transition phase. EU rules still apply until December 31st. After that time, a new trade regime comes into force by rules set by the World Trade Organization. Hundreds of demonstrators in the German city of Leipzig are protesting against gentrification. They clashed with police for the third night in a row Saturday night, injuring 11 officers, police said on Sunday. The protests started Thursday night. They began after police ended the squatting of two buildings in the city last week. And that's according to the German news agency DPA. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We have an easy-to-use app that you can download as well. This is VOA News. Germany's foreign minister has warned of possible sanctions on Russia if the Kremlin does not provide information about the suspected poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Heiko Maas told a German newspaper that there were several indications Moscow was behind the attack. He said if Russia does not provide information, Germany will be compelled to discuss a response with its allies. Germany is the current head of the European Union. Earlier this week, the German government said Navalny had been poisoned with the military-grade nerve agent Novichok. British authorities say Novichok was the poison used against a Britain-based Russian double agent and his daughter in 2018. Navalny is a well-known critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and a corruption investigator. He fell ill while flying to Moscow from Siberia, prompting an emergency landing in Omsk, Siberia. He was later transported to Berlin for treatment. The Kremlin has rejected accusations that it was behind Navalny's sudden illness. Japan has ordered 1.8 million people to evacuate as a powerful typhoon bashed the southern part of the country on Sunday. Typhoon Haishen brought strong winds and rain to remote southern islands of Japan on Sunday and appeared to be weakening slightly as it approached the island of Kyushu. Authorities warn, however, the storm could bring record levels of rainfall and result in landslides. Tens of thousands of homes have already lost power. The typhoon could move onward to the Korean Peninsula. That's according to Japan's weather experts on Sunday. The news comes as North Korea still grapples with the effects of Typhoon Maisak last week. India's health ministry reported on Sunday it had recorded 90,632 new COVID-19 infections in the previous 24-hour period, setting a world record for a one-day tally of new cases. India has more than 4.1 million COVID cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's the third highest total worldwide. Only Brazil and the United States have more cases. The United States has more than 6.2 million cases. The latest model by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says more than 410,000 Americans could die from COVID-19 by January 1st. The U.S. death toll is currently over 188,500. If the model released on Friday is correct, that would mean an estimated 222,000 more deaths over the next 3.5 months. Use of face masks could affect that total, though. The researchers say if use of face masks becomes nearly universal, the predicted total could be reduced by half. Conversely, if restrictions are eased, the toll could be much higher by New Year's Day. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. From Washington, this is VOA News.